Worlds and Robots, episode 67. We got a new look. Yeah, the alt style is not really that new.
I did that. We got anime gifs.
Yeah, I know.
No, you don't understand.
We also got some old tech things. My throat is hurting me. We also got some old techie things, too. Thanks to... Am I the only one whose throat feels wrecked?
I think it's the allergies.
Oh, yeah, my. It's that time of year. That time of year. Okay, we got some old techie things as well, thanks to... Okay, here's my thing. The return address says Donald, but the card says Katrina and Rosemary, so I have to assume it's all three.
Tell them what we got.
I'm getting to it.
Start with the anime.
You know, why don't you start with the anime?
Miku Keychain! That's the singing robot lady. Miku Hatsune. Hatsune. I don't know Japanese well.
Yeah, I gotta say, every Japanese word we will say from here on out will probably be wrong, as we all have Western tongues, which just obliterate any proper enunciation. So, bear with. Besides, my throat hurts. I mean, mine does too, but who cares?
And you know what's weird? I have watched so much anime, and I still can't pronounce things properly. I mean, it's sad, really.
Alright, go on.
Alright, we got an adorable little keychain of Miku, and she has a sort of sarcastic expression, which is just adorable. And then, we got a DVD collection of Rosario Vampire. It's like all 13 episodes.
Thank you. That was on whose watch list? Well, mine, of course.
I don't like vampires. They suck.
Oh, my God.
But there's more! The complete season 1 and 2 of Is This a Zombie?
Well, I mean, the other one's called Is This a Zombie of the Dead?
I would have to say yes, but a cute one. DVDs, mate! Complete. They're like in mint condition. And the best part is, I don't have to subscribe to anything. Subscriptions are a perpetual way to pay for stuff you never really own.
Exactly.
But get this. We also got a roll scroll from Atelier Kaguya.
I think that's how it's pronounced.
Featuring Mahiru Shirote. And it is adorable.
Isn't that from, like, a not-safe-for-work type series? Very not-safe-for-work.
Oh, I would wear a helmet then.
Yeah, Jermaine is gonna love having you hang that up on the wall. Good luck.
What? That's the thing, mate. She was all like, oi, it's a gift. You should hang it on the wall.
No way.
You're right. Like, I thought she'd be all like, not in my house type attitude, but she was like, well, you know, it's very thoughtful of them, so you should appreciate it and hang it on the wall.
Huh. Did not see that coming.
You know what this means? That circus peanuts are the most delicious food ever made.
No.
It means, as long as it's a gift, Jermaine won't care.
I mean, you know, otherwise, it's like... If I was spending my money on lewds, she kind of like roundhouse kicked me out the window, you know?
But gifts? No, it's okay.
So you're thinking because it's a gift, you got a lewd gift loophole?
Yes, so that means as long as it's sent to me, Jermaine will be fine with it.
Oh my God.
You know, but I will say, I do like the classier stuff, you know? Like, not anything too risque or, you know, questionable. If you know what I mean. Like, that will just end up in the trash so fast. Keep it above board, you know. But anyway, classy, yet bouncy, alright? That's what I like. Bouncy class.
The lewd gift loophole.
Yes! The lewd gift loophole! I like Senran Kagura and Bikini Warriors and Monster Musume and, you know, any kind of succubus thing, you know? It's like, you know, who doesn't like a good succubus?
Oh, God. Can we move on?
Zombieland Saga seems cute!
Moving on.
I would just like to say, before you move on, is that this is why anime people are cool. You know? Like, they're like, oh, alright, you like bouncy ladies and weird things and that's okay. Here's more!
Should that really be encouraged? Well, I mean, it's all a matter of perspective, isn't it? Like,
but, I mean, it's accepted, and that's the important thing.
All right, you know, I can see that, fine. Usually anime folks are kind of outsiders as far as mainstream goes, and at least the community is usually supportive of each other, even though it can get weird. All right,
win. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll have an adorable banner to hang up on my wall, and then I'll need to go online to buy some of those Octillia Kajuya games and stuff.
You're not spending money on mature games.
Yeah, well, now you're just spending me. I mean, I've got the banner. I've got the wall scroll. What am I supposed to do?
Nothing, okay? Anyway, let us now delve into the big box of old tech. Now, a lot of people toss out their old tech when it's, like, old. That's where I come in, for dumpster diving is not beneath me, and it's a lot easier when people just send the stuff to you. So, here's what Donald, Katrina, and Rosemary have sent us in the way of, if you can use it, enjoy World of Technology. 2, older Kindle Fires, which I have never owned one, so it'll be good to either fiddle around with or root the hell out of. 1, 8GB iPod Touch, yes, they still work. 1, iPad running iOS 9, gonna be a struggle using software, but I'm gonna see just how far we can mod it before it explodes. 1, mini Altec Lansing speaker, 1, pair of Sony earbuds.
I like Sony.
Schmencils! Scented pencils! Ow, I'll snort those, thank you! Nightmare Before Christmas pens, which Jermaine already stole. 1 book called Furry Logic. Really, not that kind of furry logic. It's about animals. Not people. Alright. I want the brain fuzz. a box of moon pies, which Jermaine already ate.
Yeah, I didn't even have one.
But I need to know what the moon tastes like! Barbecue potato chips, a fridge magnet, a collection of Dick Tracy cartoons on DVD from ye olden times.
Oh, classic animation, nice.
1, Kindle Paperwhite, which is the high-res version, nice. Perfect for manga. And a rarely seen creative Nomad MP3 player from who knows when that actually runs on AAA batteries.
No way!
Yep, there are very few replaceable battery MP3 players on the market, like 2. So, to get one from that era is freaking amazing.
Yeah, I can say that, because, you know, you can always find a AAA battery, you know, at your local petrol station or whatever, you know. Rechargeable, not so much.
You know, and it's kind of weird. I always gravitate towards, like, replaceable battery things just because, growing up in the city, there's a lot of people. If there's a free outlet, somebody is using it, okay? So, batteries you can just pop in and take out, beautiful.
Is there anything in there for me?
No, I don't think people generally make care packages for robots that want to destroy humanity.
Perhaps I would not want to destroy humanity if they were nicer to me.
Yeah, well, you can have some barbecue potato chips if you want.
I don't eat.
Well, look who's playing picky now!
Audible sigh.
Again, Donald, Katrina, and Rosemary, thank you all for the goodies.
You know, and I like how it was actually addressed to us, you know? This way it didn't get mixed up with the pumpkin stuff and all that. He got a lot of treats.
Yeah, speaking of which, he got a giant box of, like, candies and stuff from Zombie Snow White, some music from Thanos, and some, what, golden scroll that made him a knight or something?
You what?
Oh, I don't know. Someone named DJ Goldie bequeathed the title of something. I don't know. I didn't watch the VOD.
So, the pumpkin guy is now a knight?
I think he has the title Sir.
Sir Pumpkin Guy?
Hey, Sir is cool, but it's not Lord and Master cool. Oh, don't worry about it.
I don't even have that title either.
Oh, God, you want a title? Fine. You can be, Harem Master Begley. That sound okay?
Harem Master Begley?
Well, I mean, you have the lewd gift loophole now. So as long as it's gifted, you can build your harem and live happily ever after in your waifu fantasy land.
Lewd gift loophole! Yes!
Ugh. Alright, thanks everyone for the gifts and goodie, Donald, Katrina, and Rosemary. Thank you especially for the insane amount of tech, which may not be useful to you, but it is to us, because generally we work with really old stuff and don't upgrade until it breaks or refuses to work.
And so the harem begins!
Oh, jeez, now I'm gonna have to deal with random anime girls showing up in my P.O. box. Oh.
But it's gonna be like one of those capsule machines where it's like you go in and you turn it and, you know, you open it up and bam! Waifu!
Keep it classy!
And bouncy! Maybe some beach frolicking bouncy? Yeah, kind of along the lines of Send Ronka Girl a Peach Beach Splash!
Dude.
I am Harem Master Begley! Obey my wishes! Where are the moon pies?
Space, okay?
Ow! Now Elon has to build a rocket so I can get snacks!
Yeah, I'm sure he's working on that right now.
Ow, phantasmagoria!
This was an odd podcast filled with a lot of gift talk, so Sorry if that bored folks out there, but generosity like this does need to be acknowledged. And honestly, news is the usual out there, so who cares? But I will leave you with a bit of hope in the world of punk music. Naked Raygun, the legendary Chicago punk band, released a new song. What?
What?
Who? Yep, their first song since, like, 2012, I think. And it's pretty good, actually. So, give it a listen. Naked Raygun has always been just one of those bands I listen to at least once a week. Support them. They've earned it. Okay?
Does that work with Pumpkin Man and Blue Lady?
What?
If Pumpkin Man gets Anime Bouncy Girl, will the tall Blue Lady be upset?
I don't know. I've seen her read a lot of manga, though it tends to lean more towards wholesome slice of life stuff, but I'm sure she's come across some weird stuff.
Oi, don't go splitting up the harem, alright? All waifus go directly to Harem Master Begley, alright? And if, you know, they're not suitable for my needs, they shall be cast out to the land of the pumpkin.
You're a... what? Thanks everyone for the support. Be well, stay safe, avoid stupidity, and most importantly, keep it classy and not questionable.
But not too classy, okay? You know, you out there, you know, you look at a thing and you're like, oh, I want that on my wall. But if I buy this for myself, it'd be terrible. But wow, I really wish I had that lewd gift loophole like Begley. That is what I want.
You know what? Don't send us anything. Oi! Oh, and before we go, John, Jim, Chris, Charles, thank you for the snail mail money. It's like insane. Like, we're kind of sneaking up on the fat carrot with snail mail money, okay? Kind of weird that people even have money these days, physical. But there you go.
Wait a second. People are sending us money in the mail now?
Yeah, I don't... Is this like... Hey, in the comments, is this like the 20-year thing? Are people realizing that we're still around and they're like, oh, snap, I've been watching this guy for 20 years. Let me send him $5. Is that what's happening?
You know, if we did the math, let's say $5 divided by 20 years. I don't even want an answer. Josie, do not give me an answer!
Damn.
Everyone, thanks again. Wrap it up.
I want a moon pie, and I don't know why Germans stuff their fat face with every little moon pie. Now I got nothing to eat, and I gotta wait for Elon to launch a moon pie rocket in space.
Could everybody stop being weird for 5 minutes? Please. Down.